Welcome to the best of the Drew and Mike show for the Saturday version. And I just found out something terribly upsetting. Trudy just informed me that the White Boy Rick movie was shot in Cleveland.
No. Isn't that horrible?
Well, I immediately didn't understand, but it is a. It's about the rebates, credits,
incentives.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Cleveland! We've lost so many movies to Cleveland and Toronto. And
even
Pittsburgh.
A movie about here, about a guy from here. It looked like it was from here, from the preview.
Yeah.
The Matthew McConaughey thing. That's September.
The 11th. John left the table early. I don't know when it is. It's mid-September. What, the 15th? Is that a weekend?
Yeah.
14th?
September 11th. Major fight because John left the table early.
I know, which really dominated the day. And that day
it's all anybody thinks about.
Yeah, John left the table early. So ridiculous. Now, tell me that was pre-2001, was it?
Or it was on 2001.
It was?
No, I'm just kidding. It was definitely pre-2001.
Oh, okay. That would have been kind of cool, actually, if it was 2005 and she was that self-centered. that she didn't realize that was.
She probably would be that self-centered.
It's possible.
Turn off the water.
She would be hell to live with.
Can't that couple be revisited? We need to find out what they're up to.
Oprah did
revisit. How are you going to wipe a table with this little... It's not even wet.
Yeah, remember, she got new cans. She got... A whole new makeover.
He had some plastic surgery on his face, too, at her request, I think.
Oh. Yeah, he had the age spots removed.
Yeah, the age spots.
She hated his face.
Yeah, she didn't like his face.
She hated his hair.
She did.
With his hair parted down the middle.
She was tough.
I made him get some age spots removed on his face.
There was more, too. There was something else. I don't remember what it was. But anyway, I was just getting all pissed because... It doesn't really matter where the movie's shot, but we had that incentive program, and we had all these movies being made here, and the credits were, the program was stupid the way it was set up. I mean, it was a lot. They were spending a lot of money when the state ran into financial trouble, and then Snyder came in and was like, "See ya, the whole thing, just fuck it, bye, over." And here, all these people had gone to school to learn all these skills related to movies and studios that opened up. And it's like, wait, you can't just completely destroy it.
And some people moved back who were hurting California, moved back home.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story.
Well, that one studio in Pontiac, was it?
Yeah, now Righteous Rick has all that stuff.
Oh, that's right. It's a Righteous Rich.
There was another huge expenditure building a studio, and that all just went
bye-bye. Is that Alan Park?
Alan Park, yeah. Bye. Oof. And there was a school that started. I mean, it was just, I don't know. It just seems like that can't happen. But Layla!
She's so needy.
But more and more is coming out about that movie, and I'm seeing a lot of Matthew McConaughey. Basically, it looks like it's his movie. I never knew from the White Boy Rick story that his dad walked around with two machine guns all the time.
Well, if it's in the movie, it's true.
If he had two machine guns
all
the time.
Yeah, it's in the movie.
Yeah, two banana clips and everything. Okay. It does. I don't know. I'm going to watch it for
his
sure.
His dad was a badass. I mean, he was not in the best way.
I love how you just folded in that argument because we said it's in the movie.
I didn't want to argue about it. I don't know. It sounds cool, too. It's one of those things you don't want to argue with. It sounds so cool.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that I hate the most is that Matthew McConaughey refuses to be hot in his movies anymore. Screw him.
Did they make him look really gross in this?
Oh, look at him. He looks haggard and gaunt. Right.
He looks like the second portion of True Detective.
Yeah. He was really hot in Dallas Buyers Club.
Oh, yeah.
God. Especially at the end of the movie.
I want hot Matthew McConaughey. No, he did. Yeah, he did.
He's got AIDS.
He looks hot driving that Lincoln when he's rolling that booger in his hand. Gross. Pick your nose in a Lincoln, McConaughey.
Hey, I do have to mention that we have a sponsor for the Saturday show, and it's Scott. How do you say his last name, Trudy?
Kunith.
Okay. Scott Kunith from Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. At 248, he likes that. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. When's the right time to buy a home? As soon as you're ready. Call or text Scott Kunith from Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel, 248-797-7746. And we're delighted to have a sponsor for Saturday, finally.
I get his little cards in the mail. See that?
It's a card. Call him and read on?
Yeah. And then in it, if you read it, you know, he talks about selling himself. And he talks about growing fruits and vegetables in the summertime. It's pretty tough read. But he ends with they're especially great in Bloody Marys, so he likes to party.
Well,
you gotta have a realtor who wants to party.
He worked in a radio building with us for a few years, so he's got to know something about something.
And he was a huge fan, so.
Yeah, and he does listen to the podcast,
like
too, so he will understand drops. If you text him a drop, Layla!
Someone's murdering her.
He also writes on here, if you'd rather talk about your home or a future home, I guess we can do that, too.
There you go.
That's a good sales pitch. He's normal.
It's a soft sell.
Yeah.
So we do finally have a Saturday sponsor, and we may get another one. But in the meantime, Scott owns it. So, yeah, why don't you text him if you're interested in any. And I think we're not really specifying an area here. Isn't he working the whole area, I assume?
Oh, he'll sell your house to anyone.
Yeah. 248-797-7746 or S. Kunath, K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at CBWM. So there you go.
Scott!
And on the best of today, let's see. What are we doing today? I don't even have the list.
We're going.
Paying attention in the show meeting?
Well, not really. It was a long meeting.
The first thing is Andy Dick. One of the times we called him was after his Me Too allegations when that was hot. That he groped somebody.
Licking people.
I think that was the time we were most shocked that he answered the phone.
Well, I also think that right after we talked to him, he ended up going and getting caught by TMZ like minutes after because we told him, get out of the house. And of course, he did the
Boo fucking poo.
Right after us.
It's also the interview where he hits on Trudy, which is pretty much every time we talk to him, but he really hits on
Wait,
Trudy.
When you said the interview, I was going to say, I don't think that's one interview, but okay.
He's just completely driven by id, isn't he?
I know, it's a great way to live. I wish I could do that.
Yeah.
Me too.
I have to emphasize, when I watched his Periscope, it was so disjointed. It was, I don't know. And his fans were all popping up there like, love you, Andy. You look great. Love you, Ty.
Call me.
The one. And he was opening mail and taking calls, and all the mail was people who wanted him to sign something and send it back. So wasn't. I repeat what I said yesterday. He's so much better on our show than he is on his own. Brandon, have you seen some of his Twitch stuff or any of that? Any of his stuff where he actually had it somewhat together?
Well, he's not on Twitch anymore because of the whole cocaine.
I know.
But I have caught some of his podcast, and you're right. There never really seems to be any kind of structure. It's just him winging it and sometimes just doing nothing. Maybe he's looking at his phone. Maybe he's reading some mail. But he's not even doing it out loud sometimes. He's kind of erratic, but...
That's kind of what I was gathering from him.
Erratic.
But I always feel like if Andy's thinking and talking, it's funny. It usually is, but I guess we do give him some structure to sort of...
respond to.
Yeah, I suppose. I just don't know why he can't do that for himself. Should I offer to host his podcast, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can you imagine trying to structure Andy Dick? Wow. That would not be easy.
It would be a full-time job.
Yeah, it would be, a lot of work. But he had a lot of people. He had a lot of bodies. They were like playing instruments and stuff in the background, and the levels were screwed up. And it was, I have to say, I didn't turn it off. I kept watching it for some reason.
It was going to get better?
No, it was weirdly amusing. I knew it should be better, but that was, I think, me being sort of a critic of that sort of thing, just because I have to do it if I'm paying attention. I'm like, well, how could this be better? I wish you had been talking more. I wish you'd been freelancing a little bit. I wish you'd been maybe just a couple topics.
Well, after that, on the best of it, there's another guy that's all id. It's Mike Clark.
Oh!
One of the times he called in, I think it's the second time he called in. I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's a mystery.
Wait, let me think. I don't know. I don't know.
But it's Mike Clark.
That sure is a mystery.
I know. We'll experience together.
Okay.
And then finally do you remember Corvette? The lady named Corvette.
Yes, yes, I do.
Who had a really intriguing business venture that raised a lot of questions with us. And
I love that car.
I don't know. I think she turned us by the end of it.
I recently thought about Corvette.
Really?
Yes, I did. Because there was a little photo booth at Evan's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
That's Evan and Alyssa had a photo booth. So you go and take the 4 strip pictures.
Uh-huh.
And so people were doing that. It was just something to do.
That's nice, yeah.
That was what Corvette did. She had a business.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
In addition to it, that was a group of millennials talking about millennials, which I think is so funny. The idea, if Trudy, if anybody ever offers us to speak about the baby boomers, I think we would certainly refuse that very quickly.
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
I don't want to represent the baby boomers. I don't want to speak on their behalf. And and you aren't a part of me, and I'm not a part of you.
Of course not.
Just trying to get over in our own way. I thought everyone was like that.
Sure.
But it does seem like there are a lot of millennials who think they are part of something very important or something very shitty.
I hope so, for them, for their sake. I hope they find out.
They seem to, I don't know, is it that bad? Am I being unfair, Brandon, when I say, boy, millennials sure do whine about college loans?
Oh, I think there's a pretty good argument into the reason why.
Does everyone have a college loan they can't pay back?
Let me ask you this. How much was your tuition at Virginia Tech, tremendous school, when you were there? Because I guarantee you it's 10 times the amount.
I know, I agree.
You wouldn't know.
And it's not adjusted for inflation either.
I wasn't going to bring that up. But, no, I do know about what it costs then. I cannot believe what college costs now. It's fucking stupid, crazy, ridiculous. But I just assume that if everyone is borrowing money they can't possibly pay back, that eventually people would stop going to college.
I think the argument is maybe there should be a better system like some other countries do.
Free?
Like free.
I mean, maybe not even necessarily free, but why does it have to be this expensive?
Well, some states, if you go in
state.
Some states
stop funding them, that's why.
California, isn't college free in California if you go in California?
Your mom goes to college.
I knew that was coming.
I want to say the SUNYs, aren't they, in New York? State Universities of New York? Aren't they free?
Yeah, that could very well be. I know there's a lot of states that have great deals at the state schools, if not free. So, but then again, some people have to go out of state to get the important education.
Yeah.
I worked at the bank, so I partially began financing.
Oh, you paid for part of your college?
College education.
Really?
And then I had to get a loan, but I also worked at Racketeer, so.
How long did it take you to pay back your loan?
I'd say 5-6 years.
It's a good while, but did you bitch about it a lot?
No.
You didn't bitch about it like a millennial?
But I did get lucky, and I did get a radio job out
Brandon
of college.
Had, your loan was, that was a long loan. How many years was that loan? 10 years or something?
I've been paying on it since, 2000.
You're still paying your college loan?
I've been paying on it for 12 years.
Oh my God.
And I'm down to $9,000.
That's educational servitude.
Jeez.
I'm almost done. I'm actually really happy. I started out with 9 loans, got it down to 7 really quick, and then those 7, now I'm down to 4.
Oh, my God.
Can I ask a question?
What's the rate?
They vary. Each one has a different rate.
What school was this to go to?
I went to ITT Tech. I went to Specs Howard. I didn't go to a university.
ITT Tech, there's an article about them today.
Oh, yeah.
How much money they charge.
I love my alumni. They're not even in business anymore.
What do they charge? What did they charge?
You see, I kind of fucked it up myself, too, because, you see, my work was actually helping me pay for it.
Yeah?
And then I took some of the money.
That's right. You went
to go to some vacations.
I didn't hear this part of the story.
Did you backpack through Europe?
I went to a tropical destinations.
Oh.
Really? Where'd you go on? So no, this is more exciting than the school.
I went to Cancun twice.
Twice? Really?
Went
anywhere
to Jamaica.
Else? What?
I went to the Grand Cayman.
What happened to the school? You went 4 Caribbean trips? Or
is
this
when
you
went on your cruise?
The cruise was involved, yeah.
Oh, well, that's where you learned about light kissing. Very valuable.
Yeah.
Well, it did pay for some education.
So don't get me wrong. But
in
I mean,
a bit.
Shit.
Yeah, right off.
I mean, I didn't
right
take
off.
All the money, but I took a chunk. I think I took 1 or 2 checks and I kept them.
Wait, it seems like you borrowed too much to go to school. Or did you skip some of the school part to pay for the vacations?
Well, put it this way. I believe that the money that I kept probably would have reduced my overall cost by about $10,000. And since I'm a $9,000, I'd be paid off by now.
Well,
how much was
fun.
The loan for?
Oh, shit. After all was said and done between the two schools, I want to say like 36.
Oh, my God. Now, is Specs Howard, is that a graduate program for ITT?
No, but after I lost my gig at the company that helped pay for it, the only other job opportunities I could find were 50% pay cut. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to screw this. I'm just going to go to school for a little bit at this Specs Howard place because it's only an 8-month course. So now I don't have to pay my loans for the next 8 months. And then in the meantime, I can look for a new job and maybe get paid more. And then along that ride, I ended up hooking up with you, Jamokes. And so that kind of turned me because I started thinking that I wanted to, you know, maybe do radio. And so after that, I started traveling the state doing radio, and then I wound back up with you guys. And then I lost my gig again.
And I just can't believe how long. I mean, that's a long, long time to pay back. I guess there were some stretches in there where didn't you delay the loan a couple times?
Oh, when I was in Traverse City, my first paid radio gig.
Yeah.
I was, which was like, I don't know, $3 and something and change.
Yeah.
It was a pain in
Wait, but you had the benefit. What's the benefit? The view?
Oh, view of the bay, half the pay.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I was so damn
poor. That's a great slogan.
Poor.
I love that.
I didn't have insurance, and so my medication cost about $300 a month.
Oh, boy.
My rent was, I don't know, maybe $400 a month. And that was my entire monthly income right there. That was it. So I didn't have any car insurance for 2 years. Oof. I ate, my food was basically eating whatever my Speedy Rewards points could get me. Which is why I still love them to this day. They helped feed me for 2 years.
Sweet.
Aww. I was the poorest son of a bitch you ever met.
I remember not having car insurance and not having medical insurance and not worrying about it either. I think I was happier then. She was very happy.
I wasn't happy. Right. I didn't have enough.
Did
I didn't
you have a radio job?
Where, there either,
did you have no insurance at any point? You must have.
You
didn't pay any dues.
That's right. I didn't pay any dues. You're right. Jeez. No, I pay dues to this day.
What was your first shitty radio job?
My first shitty radio job? I don't know if it was shitty. It was Toledo.
That's not very shitty.
No.
I'm pissed.
I don't think we had insurance. I don't remember that.
Was it a shitty station at least?
It was IoT.
Oh, that's a good station.
Yeah.
Turn on the radio!
I like people that don't pay dues.
Did you ever do AM?
AM radio? I did
you
not.
You didn't?
What?
Even I did AM radio.
I did.
I did not.
I loved it.
Yeah, I kind of dug AM radio, too. I
mean,
people, people that liked you really liked you because they had to go to AM to listen to you, so they had to really like you.
Yeah. If you're ever in Traverse City, you should listen to WTCM with Ron Jolly in the morning.
Ron Jolly still the year?
Hell yeah, he is. He's killing it, too.
He's still number one?
We're a morning show of the year. We're on AM.
Is that Slumlord still in the air after him?
Norm? No, he's not, unfortunately. I don't think. He might have a podcast, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he get half the pay but a really good viewer? What's the rhyme
He owns the bay.
Half the bay, but...
Oh, he does well. He's been there for so long now. Ron's been there, I think, since the early 90s, mid-90s, and he's killing. He's a staple.
He must do okay.
Yeah.
All right, so he's not... He's getting more than a view of the bay and half the pay.
He's getting view of the bay and the pay.
Cool. Yeah. All right, well, that's all coming up, but first... Calm. That is what every transaction should be, whether you're selling your home or buying your first home. It should not be a stressful situation. 26 years of advertising and sales experience, realtor Scott Kunath can say the biggest contributor to stress is lack of communication. So his pledge to you, the podcast audience, is to call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he can text. His thumbs work. Keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Call, text, or email realtor Scott Kunath of Caldwell Banker, Weir Manuel, to see what your home is worth or help you in finding a new one, 248-797-7746, or just text him and welcome him to the show as an advertiser. He's helping keep us on the air. That's 248-797-7746. Don't everyone do that. Or S. Kunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at C-B-W-N. Layla!
Don't write Layla in there.
So there you go. 248-797-7746. Scott Kunath, K-U-N-N-A-T-H. That guy. All right, so enjoy the best of Drew and Mike.
Andy Dick was accused of a pervy move, so I wondered if maybe he would be vulnerable to a friendly phone call.
Oh.
Well, he did say
oh,
he and take us
right.
off blocking us.
Yeah, he's blocking us, but...
I don't think he blocked us. He was in the middle of a podcast.
We've changed the number since then, too, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Definitely dial up Dick right away. Call Dick. I want Dick.
Get some Dick on that phone.
Just because
it's
he was
just weird.
He had an explanation.
Seeing him try to interview a celebrity who's of his ilk. It's just strange.
What?
Andy. Andy.
You're getting blocked.
No.
Sorry.
Andy, no. It's Detroit calling. It's Detroit. You said you could call Monday. What do you say? We called him on 105.1 a couple times, didn't we?
Yeah.
He was incredibly nice. He gave us lengthy interviews. What's his excuse? Alcohol?
That he was lonely. That he hadn't had a date in a while. And
So he just grabs women.
He's licking people. And like on the cheek or something.
It sounds really messy. He was kicked off a set.
Yeah.
He was kicked out of a movie, basically.
And he was like...
Two movies, I think.
Right. I'm lonely. I need a date. I'm single.
You dick!
Well, then...
And you could say no.
He could court someone. He could ask someone out. That's not a very good excuse. I'm not very happy with that.
Does not seem like the type who has the ability to.
I think we should call him up.
And I'm just kind of laughing because his name is right next to Leif Garrett.
We could always call Leif Garrett.
I didn't know he had
for
Leif's
no reason.
Have him comment on the allegations. I mean, he was a teen star.
I agree. And let's tell him we're updating our Rolodex. We want to make sure the number still worked.
We could do that with so many people.
We could call Donna Rice too.
Here's Dick.
Donna Rice of Enough is Enough. Yeah. In other words, she had all the porn she wanted when she was banging everybody, but now she's done, so she wants everyone else to be done with porn. Kind of like Aerosmith not wanting people to drink. Yeah.
Come on, Dick.
Just expect this to end bad.
Yeah, I don't think he'll answer. He might answer, actually, knowing him.
Maybe it could be a woman.
The mailbox belonging to...
Dick!
Oh, no, I messed up. Fuck!
I know I messed up. Fuck.
This call, I cannot accept new messages at this time. Please try again later.
That's actually pretty fun.
To call that again. I want to hear that again.
Is that what he said?
Yes, he said, I know I messed up. Fuck! I'm pretty sure that... Isn't that what he said?
That is what he said.
I want to hear it again.
Wow, that answers a lot of people's questions.
That's pretty funny. I wonder, was he trying to be funny, or was he just basically trying to make a statement? Like, I know why you're calling.
Sorry.
Auto starts.
Andy?
Hello?
Andy?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the Drew and Mike show calling from Detroit. How you doing?
Oh, good.
I know it's probably a dumb question. I'm just trying to be polite here, but... We know you're in the middle of this mess, and we just want to see if you had any comment.
Yeah, you guys are good. What's up?
Well, you know, there's just all this stuff going on, all these accusations, and I just didn't know. I mean, we like you, too. We're big fans, and we were sad to read about it, and we hope that, you know, something... we just didn't know what you had to say about it.
They're not accusations. Yes, I did lick somebody's cheek, whatever, and I flirt heavily. You know, because I'm trying to get a date because I'm lonely and sad and old and probably about to die.
Oh.
What do you mean about to die?
Well, I'm 51, kid. And I'm lonely. I'm alone. I have nobody.
Well, wait a second. You can't tell me there aren't a million women who would love to go out with you.
Where? Bring them.
Aren't you on Tinder? Didn't you say you were on Tinder, or is that just not the place to find somebody?
I got off it. I'm over that. That didn't work out. I'm not a chubby chaser.
Well,
please don't quote that one.
What about it? What about a retap? Somebody from the past that maybe is single now. Who knows you and likes you still?
A retap.
Mm-hmm.
Better retap. Yeah, let me look into that, but I have to go because
a lot of people find them on Facebook where you can go back and look at people you went to high school with and stuff like that.
This girl.
That's Trudy.
Hi, Andy.
Oh.
She'll go out with
Trudy's, Trudy's available.
Yeah, should I lick you? I mean, you know what? Should I just go around licking everyone in America?
I gotta ask.
Hey, you lick 1,000, one person's gonna like it.
How did those people taste when you licked them?
I love it. It's a weird fetish I have.
Hmm. Oh, really?
It's salty. I like.
Most people are salty?
Yeah, you're a salty sailor,
bitch. Hey, look, Google Trudy Daniels, Andy, and I guarantee you'll take our next call.
With an I.
Yeah, Trudy with an I.
Wait, why? Who's that?
That's who you
that's
were
me.
That's
her.
Trudy.
That's me.
Oh. Is she sexy? Okay.
I think you'll like Trudy.
Yeah, but he lives in California.
Yeah, well, you're like 2,000 miles away.
Yeah, you live in California.
Can we just talk later? I'm going through a really bad time, and I would prefer to be alone right now.
Oh, no, we want to just support you, though.
Okay, can I ask just one quick question?
Really?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Couple more minutes.
Okay, okay. The thing in your voicemail where it says that your voicemail is full, it says, what does it say? I fucked up or something?
Yeah.
It's a little gap for your name, and you put something in there.
I screwed up.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your outgoing message says something like, I screwed up, fuck.
Yeah, your box is full.
Could it be your...
Oh my God, I have to change that.
Oh, don't. It sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it made us laugh.
I don't know if it was your voice, though, come to think of it.
Shouldn't have been me.
Well, yeah, okay. Does someone else have control of your phone?
Yes. A bunch of people.
Really? No.
Well, stop that. Yeah. How
does that work? I'm very naive, I guess.
Well, yeah. Does anybody have control over your voice? Your phone?
I don't think so. I hope not.
Your kids?
Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
It seems like you may be a little too trusting.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Maybe.
Just too trusting.
Are you still doing your podcast, Andy?
I'm trying so hard to quit it. I want to quit everything. Oh. I'm watching Tom Jones singing the Tower of Song written by Leonard Cohen. Hmm.
Is that helping?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
It helps. But you guys are helping too. You guys are sweet. I like you guys. Thanks for being nice.
Well, we've always had a great relationship with you, and then we called when you were recording your podcast, and I think we called two or three times, and you got really bummed out and said you were going to block us. And so we have a new phone number, so we thought maybe we can get back in.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
You got back in, kid.
And I thought Andy Dick is just unusual enough that he might answer the phone, even though he's getting some bad publicity right now, or some bad press, whatever you want to call it. And you did.
But wait a minute. Hang on. Let's back up for a second.
Okay.
Any press is good press.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose. So. Actually, you know what? Of all the people who are getting press about sexual harassment, whatever you want to call it, I would say you are the one that I thought would be least hurt by it.
Yeah, I'm coming out on top. Because I'm not a predator.
Yeah.
I'm not a goddamn predator.
Did you know about Harvey Weinstein? Did everyone know about that?
Yeah, that's what got me in trouble. Yeah. I was talking about him, saying, "What's the deal? He's just a fat, ugly troll trying to get a date. What's the problem?" Ooh. But the women didn't like that.
Well, I think the rape allegations are pretty strong.
Hang on, you know what? I don't want to get
okay.
Not a Bill Cosby thing. That, I can see, rape.
Well, some girls were saying they were
Harvey drugged. Did Harvey drug them and hold them down? And
supposedly,
rape them?
He did use force on a couple of women, according to their accounts, allegedly.
He did?
Yeah.
He held them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple girls did say that, yes.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Women hold me down. Rape me. I'm dead serious. Think I'm joking?
No, well, the statute of limitations, if they're not up, you should make the charges.
Well, I'm flattered by it.
Oh, you didn't mind. Okay. What about James Toback? Was there a lot of talk about him?
What? Who's that?
He's a director.
See, I'm not reading. Yeah. I am not looking at the news. I can't deal with this shit right now. But what happened with... Who's that?
He's a big director. More in the 70s and 80s. But he liked to dry hump and then finish in his pants.
He's serious.
According to the allegations.
Well, we might as well break more news to Andy. Dustin Hoffman has now entered the fray. Two women, is it two women or more, have come out?
Three.
We're up to three. Okay.
I did hear about this. Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends told him.
And Spacey.
Yeah.
And Kevin.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
I know. Kevin Spacey is, you know what, I can't address that right now. That, because it's my boyfriend from high school that's talking about him.
Wow. Oh, it is?
No kidding.
Is he okay?
Haven't talked to him.
The guy that was 14 years old?
Yeah, he was 14, yeah, when he supposedly, allegedly got also dry humped, I think.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
You know what? What's wrong with a good dry hump? Now, this is when I'm going to go. I can't talk anymore.
You can make a joke on this show.
What's wrong with the dry
hump? No one listens to this show, Andy.
That's a good question.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Andy. What's our favorite Andy Dick movie, Mark? The one where he's a football coach.
Division Three.
Division Three.
Love it.
Thanks, Kat.
Very underrated.
Yeah, why did that movie not get bigger? That movie is funny as hell.
People will see it.
Is it?
I raped that director. please let me get off.
All right.
Okay, Andy. Thanks for talking to us. We'll call you back.
Hang in there.
Trying. I'm so I've been laying in bed all day depressed.
No.
Get up and go out.
Watch Division 3. That'll cheer you up. That's a great movie.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
All right.
You will come out of this, Andy.
Yeah. Well, my friends are gone. Oh, and keep in mind, we love you. We love you.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Thank you, babe. Thanks, Trudy.
Google her.
Feel better, Andy.
I will.
Right.
Call me later.
Okay, you got it,
bro. Bye-bye.
See ya. I'm just paying my rent every
day in the tower of song. That's what Andy's listening to right now.
They should not listen to bummer music.
How lonely does it get? Hank Williams.
Yeah, this is a bummer
song.
Hasn't
answered me yet, but I hear him coughing all night long.
How about,
she's a lady.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, what's the pussycat?
Thank God that he had a funny outgoing message.
I can't believe that just happened.
Oh, that he answered, yeah.
TMZ would be all over that.
He sounds legitimately...
No, I know. I'm not going to send it to TMZ.
No, but he sounds legitimately upset.
Yeah, he does. Well, he lost... Yeah,
but he lost his gig.
Yeah.
Two gigs, I think, wasn't it? Or just one?
Well, the movie he was working on... Right here in the tower. Which, yeah.
Okay. All right, Tom. Not his best moment.
You're right. Two movies, Drew.
I just couldn't help but think that substance abuse had something to do with it. Whenever he's in trouble, it's always...
He said as much in his quotes. He took too many Xanax, and Andy's fought with that forever.
Xanax? I wouldn't think Xanax would make you just grab people.
You don't have inhibitions.
Xanax? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. You know, I had inhibitions when I took Xanax, but I never took it. I mean, I was not a Xanax addict.
You don't like have a fear response, sort of.
Yeah, I guess Valium, Xanax, it loosens you up.
Right.
Plus, you haven't been in and out of rehab, you know, a handful of times like Andy.
Well, alcohol is apparently a problem for him too.
You sound like maybe there was something going on.
The fact that he answered the phone is really strange.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we broke through.
Yeah. Trudy, you going to go on a date with him?
He lives like 2,000 miles away, though.
He's moving. He said he's going
to
move.
What if he offered to fly you in?
No.
Trudy looked over at Joey. Joey gives a thumbs up. Joey wants entree into Andy Dick's world.
It'd be so much fun.
Do you want Andy Dick to be your daddy?
That would be... It might be kind of
Did
fun.
I do good, Daddy?
Actually, he does have a lot of kids, though, doesn't he? And it sounds like he's just a pushover for him.
You have to like his charm and his honesty. The problem is when he... Did you see Celebrity Rehab when he was on?
A little bit, bits and pieces.
he went around apologizing to a lot of people.
Did he?
And he was very sincere. I mean, he was crying. He was really upset. And he appeared, when he was sober, to be a really good, funny guy. And all the people he apologized to said exactly that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think he's really got a problem. But he, I mean, by his response when we called him, I'm feeling, well, when I heard the stories, I thought, oh, he's drinking again, was my first thought. Mm-hmm. But talking to him, it's obvious he's very upset.
Yeah.
I don't think James Toback or Harvey Weinstein are upset. I really don't believe. I do not believe that.
They certainly don't sound like it based on their comments.
No, I think he was. Don't you believe he was upset?
I don't think O'Reilly's upset.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he does sound upset.
And he, you know what? Is he the first one that's taken any responsibility for it and admitted it?
Yeah. Well,
he didn't do anything.
Although
George Bush,
hideous.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
George Bush for his joke.
Yeah,
pretty much for his joke.
He admitted it was a bad joke. George Bush.
That's about it, though.
Answer that phone.
Oh, it's. I know who it is.
Answer it. Who are you? Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah, you know who it is. Hello?
Hey, who the fuck is this?
Hey! How you doing?
Who the fuck is this?
Who are you?
Hello?
What's going on?
I'm just calling you to tell you I'll call you next week. It's a Mike Clark promise.
Oh, boy.
All promises, promises.
You know, I haven't really been talking.
I'm way late. I'm way behind. I completely fucked up the time frame. And I know you're going to end the show, so.
That's hilarious. You're calling to say you're calling next week. I want to get your comments on the Cubs-Dodgers series, because you've been watching all the games.
Everything.
Yeah. What? Do you,
first of all, there's no anthem. Where was Bill Murray the other night?
Yep.
Nobody gives a shit about the game. You know, he's only there for the the seventh inning stretch. No, they're not televising the anthem, which pisses me off.
Yeah, there's.
Were they afraid somebody's going to take a knee at baseball now?
Yeah, they probably are.
So they're afraid of the anthem.
Right.
That's another whole subject. That's an hour right there. Going to rant.
You're angry.
Hey. Are you still watching?
Yeah, the Cubs pulled it out at the last second. I couldn't believe it. And my nerves can't take this. I want them to win. Why do I always want the team that's suffering to win?
Why do you want the Cubs?
I cheer for the one that's the shoe-in, that's the one that's sweeping. Why can't I be for the Dodgers? Why do I always have to be for the team that's probably not going to make it?
Who'd you pick in the American League? Who are you rooting for?
Probably rooting for Verlander.
It should be Houston because of Verlander.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, did you watch?
I thought that we lost Verlander, and it's not his fault, but I don't blame him.
Did you watch the
game? Where we could win.
Did you watch the game?
Well, he got off the Titanic, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
He's starting tomorrow night.
I don't know. What happened to the Indians? Fuck. Everybody that was supposed to win didn't.
Yeah, you're right, the Indians. No, I'm amazed at how closely you're following baseball now, and you're watching a lot of football, too. You've become a huge sports fan.
I know it, but see, now I'm still mad at these guys taking a knee. I know, but you're right. You're right. And that's just been since my vocal cords crashed, and then when that happened, I seem to have somehow become a sports nut. I don't know.
Well,
I don't understand it, but you're right.
You weren't driving.
I've watched all these games. I seem to know everything about everything now. I want to say that. but I know more than I ever used to, that's for sure.
No, and you know what? You sound pretty good. I got to tell you, I thought 3 months ago you sounded fine. You sound pretty good.
Well, my voice is shitty right now because I've been yelling and carrying on. So, but it's a little raspy right now. I'm sort of a little Eli Zaret sound to me right now.
Yeah, a little bit, but I don't think it's that noticeable.
Eli.
You know, after hearing the story of Joe Buck, I totally knew how you felt. Because he said he was about, 70% back, and they said, oh, you're good enough. Get out there.
Right.
And I know you didn't feel you did sound good enough, and you didn't want to, but I kind of felt the same way. Like, hey, come on, you can call in. You sound okay.
Yeah. A lot of people asking about you as well.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Oh, always.
Hey, I have...
that's really great to know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
no.
I want to take just one moment just to thank everybody. Boy, oh, boy. People have been so great on Facebook. Oh, the people on Facebook, everyone. All the people I run into, everywhere I go, people, oh, my God. All of you out there.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
Say what?
You got hit with a drop.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
It's just, I can't hear it.
It was, you sound,
but I don't blame you.
It was, you sound like a goddamn pussy to me. It was that one. I didn't want to interrupt your thank you, but I wanted to ask you if you saw.
No, but I do. I just want to, you know, just real quick without going on. I do want to thank everybody because, honest to God, there's not enough words to describe my my gratefulness and for the support and loyalty and love from so many out there. I mean, it really is phenomenal, and I can never thank all you people enough for that.
Can
so
you fly me up?
I'll never be able to thank you enough.
Oh, sorry. Can you fly me up to Traverse City?
I tell you
City?
What, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're going to be some broke bitches.
Yeah, Trudy was doing work for a station in Traverse City, and we were letting people believe that you were flying her back and forth, and that wasn't really happening, but it was a fun little story, and some people actually believed it.
Did you see the story in the paper the other day, Mike, of that group of people that fly to have lunch once a week? They're
right.
a bunch of private pilots?
Right.
Are you going to be in that group?
I didn't see the story, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, they totally get off on it, and all I can think of is like, oh, Mike should join this group, but then you'd have to have lunch with them.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you'd have to have lunch with these strangers.
I'll be CEO in no time. Well, everybody goes for the so-called $100 hamburger. There's Penny.
I remember you, I don't know if you're that up on what's going on, because this happened today, but a pilot...
I got to do that, though, Mark, but just real quick, where was that story?
I think it was in the Free Press.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it.
See if you can find it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, there was a pilot crashed a plane today on a street in St. Petersburg.
Penny, Papa can't hear.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Papa can't hear.
Damn.
He's talking to the dog.
Oh, okay. A pilot crashed in St. Petersburg today, and he hit multiple cars. Two people were hurt, and they were giving him all this credit.
What's that, Trish?
The dog only barks while
fuck?
He's talking. Well, you're talking, actually.
I know. I'm hearing him. Every time I talk, what's going on?
Oh, God, yeah.
It's quiet now.
Yeah.
You need a mic's attention.
and then what happened?
Okay, pilot crashed his plane on a street in St. Petersburg. God, Penny is loud. And he hit multiple cars, and they were giving him credit because he veered away from a school that was just about to let out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wild story. I think you need to check up on it. And then also a pilot for a German airline buzzed the tower.
Oh, yeah, I saw that guy.
It was Air Berlin, and he had 200 passengers on board, and he really buzzed the tower. It was really close.
Whoa.
He never flies again.
Some balls.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, what's that? No, it was the last flight.
It was his last ever.
What was the last Air Berlin flight, apparently, so... So he thought it was cool, and he claimed he had permission to do it, which is even more ridiculous. But yes,
holy shit! Wow.
So there's been a lot of plane stuff. Every time plane stuff comes up, people go.
I know it sounds like it. I've been so busy watching sports, I haven't followed it.
and texting me, we have some amazing texts. I wish I could read on the air, but I won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to catch up on all this aviation.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Aviation.
Well, what
wow. Well, all right. Listen, I know you're wrapping up and shit, but I'll call you next week for real.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
I got a lot of stories to tell you. A lot of bedpan stuff. I got a lot of stuff that make you laugh really hard.
All right,
it's
we're ready.
Really hard. Well, I was trapped on a bedpan for 2 hours.
Oh,
oh boy.
Gross.
I can't wait for all the details.
I still have the scar in my ass. There's still a shape of a bedpan in my ass.
Oh boy, I know that was a long time ago, but Jesus, that was quite dramatic. And I'll hook up with you.
Nurses' aides would have to empty them.
Oh, I know, what a brutal thing. Anyway, yeah. I hope you left him some nice surprises. Why not? We'll set something up for next week for sure. Are they
all right, boys and girls?
Okay, okay, Mike.
Bye.
Okay, guys.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you to everybody. Bye. Thank you. I love everybody. I love you, love you, love you.
Love you too, brother.
To everybody out there.
See you, Mike.
And so forth, so on. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next week, then.
You got it.
Okay, see ya.
See you, Mike.
See ya, bye.
Wow.
Watch your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
I did not think that was going to happen. That was funny.
Bye-bye.
He was calling in to set up the call for next week. This is how he's getting. He is concerned about being prepared, and he didn't have time to prepare. And get this, he called at 7:25 because I said 5 to 7:30. I said, I know it's a tight window. He's like, can I call any earlier? And like, oh, it's a 2.5 hour window. Like, I mean, he's so busy.
Yeah.
But right. He got in at 25 after. I know he didn't really want to stay long because he wasn't prepared. But
yeah.
What do you know? We kept him for 7 minutes.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello. Did you? So you pre-called this?
Yeah, she's really great.
What's her name again? Patricia?
No, Corvette.
Corvette?
Corvette James.
Oh, Corvette James.
All right. Are you lying to me?
What? Have I ever lied to you?
Yeah.
Would I lie to you? That might be my favorite rhythmic song, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was fast.
That's disgusting.
He was holding that the whole way here.
No, seriously, did you call? Because I had two numbers. Did you call both of them?
Yeah, well, the first one works, so I didn't bother the second one.
All right, here's Corvette. We'll give her a shot. She's the millennial. She's got a job, and she has an unknown business. And yes. That's what we want to find out.
Yeah, she just said, I go home and run my business after my full day. So she works 18 hours a day, apparently.
More. At least.
Yeah, running a business, that's got to be 60 hours a week right there.
When's hunting starting? Any day now?
Firearm was today. I believe.
The deer widows are out there.
Hello? Hello?
Corvette.
Betty?
Vet? Wow, that's interesting. Has a job and runs her own business would have some kind of message.
It's weird.
You sure you dialed it right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did she pick up and hear the music maybe and freak out? It sounds
Come
like
on, man. If there was a little red Druvette, wouldn't you listen on the phone and rock out?
Geek, yeah. Great song.
Fuck yeah.
I was listening to Sign of the Times. Oh, what a great record.
Should we try her back or try the other one? Oh. Which one's this?
Hello?
Hey, is this Corvette?
It's not.
Is Corvette going to be home sometime soon?
Is there something I can help you with?
Well, yeah, actually, this is the Drew and Mike radio show calling from Detroit. We saw her on the morning TV on CBS.
Yes.
Talking about millennials. I know you must have seen it, right?
Of course, I'm her mom.
Aw.
And how proud were you?
I'm so proud.
She did good.
I'm so proud. She's amazing.
Yeah, it was interesting. I at least found it interesting that the millennials seem so much to identify with each other as a generation. Yeah. I don't know. Are you a baby boomer?
I think so. I think so.
Okay.
Well, Corvette she should be in not too. Is there a number that she can reach you?
Yeah, is our number up there on your phone?
Okay, let me see. Hold on. Let's take a look.
Okay.
It is, but let me just take it just the same because I don't know what's going to happen when I hang up. You know, these crazy phones.
Okay, you sound like a baby boomer now.
I'm sorry.
You sound like a baby boomer, the fact that the technology has you a little worked up there.
No, I don't trust it. I trust nothing.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, and I'm into technology like crazy, but then sometimes it doesn't always work. We need to do, you know, things the old-fashioned
sure.
way.
Sure. Can I ask you something real quick before I give you the number?
Sure.
What's her? She has a business that she runs when she gets home. She
does. Corvette has a photo booth business.
Oh,
that's cool.
For weddings
with
and
props?
Such?
Yes. She does everything.
Oh, good
wow,
for her.
Okay.
Wow, what a working dog.
How'd you come up with the name Corvette? Like, what's the origin behind naming her Corvette?
Well, Corvette was named by her dad, my husband. And we have two other daughters that have the names Mercedes and Porsche.
That's great.
Wow. No kidding.
Yes, so
yeah,
I love it.
That's why.
Would Mustang have ever entered into the fray?
Not at all.
Camaro?
Oh, nice car, but
absolutely
we're going to have to
not
get into the BT series. Its emissions are actually cleaner.
How about a Firebird? No.
Not at all.
Too well.
Yeah.
Vega. Pinto.
No.
No?
Okay. I'm Lynn.
Mitsubishi.
Am I hearing more than one voice?
Oh, yeah. It's a show.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's four of us here, actually.
You're live in Detroit.
Ferrari. Name the next one Ferrari.
Ferrari.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Or
you
Lambo.
Guys give me your number. I'm going to have Corvette call you when she comes back.
Okay.
You sound like Wendy Williams.
I am not.
You sound like her, I mean.
But, nah.
Okay. Okay.
Not at all. Okay, Drew and Mike show. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I guess mom do knows best.
You don't think she sounds like Wendy Williams?
I don't hear color.
Oh, is that Jersey? Did you call Jersey?
She did sound a little like Wendy Williams.
She sure
I agree.
Did.
All right, I'm going to back off her. I guess that's a legitimate small business for her.
Yeah.
A photo booth thing.
I think saying I run a business.
Sounded a little different.
Home,
yeah.
It sounded a little pompous to me.
Oh, it sounded incredibly pompous, but she is.
When somebody says they run a business, I picture.
That is a business.
I don't know. A muffler shop.
No, but this is an extra business.
A bodega. She's going down and running a bodega.
Guarantee one thing, she's making more than me.
And those things are cool. I enjoy it when they're at weddings, you know, getting
you would.
Some photos.
I think they are cool.
Yeah.
So wait, she, those things that does the strip before pictures?
Yes. Okay.
Polaroids. So she owns the booth.
Yeah, she takes it to a wedding and sets it up and puts all the stupid props out. And
you got to be, you know, she's got to be entertaining.
What if that's, is that a franchise? Why? Do you suppose that's
probably
a franchise?
DJs too.
Franchise business?
I can look it up.
I bet you it is.
I bet it is too. Hello?
Hi, this is Corvette. Does someone call for me?
Yeah.
Corvette, yes, it's the Drew. It's the Drew and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
You're that millennial I saw on CBS this morning.
Yes, I'm the millennial you saw on CBS this morning. How are you?
I'm fine. We were very intrigued by hearing what you guys had to say, and I have to say I was quite intrigued that you seem to feel an identity as a millennial, as opposed to, you know, we hear a lot from people say, oh, I'm a millennial, but I don't feel like one. But you seem to identify as one.
Yeah, I of course I do. I mean, you know, it describes about, you know, especially maybe my age, you know, at 27 and just also being a business owner and stuff. So I definitely relate to that term.
Well, you mentioned the business that you go home after work and you run a business. And we were like, wow, how can somebody have the energy to run a business when they go home? So we were interested in, it's some kind of a photo business?
Yeah, I own a photo booth company.
Wow. And how many booths do you have?
I have one as of now. My business has been open for about 4 months and I've done over 20 events.
Really?
What are most of the events? Are they weddings or are they...
Weddings, baby showers.
Bar mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs.
Yes, I've actually got the... You know, I've never been to a bot or bar mitzvah. I've actually learned the difference between the terms.
Bar and bot.
The bat.
During,
they're big.
The bot is for boys, I mean for girls, and the bar is for boys.
What?
Wait, the bot is for girls and the bar is for boys.
Yeah.
And I've never been to one ever in my life, but my business has actually opened me up to other cultures and experiences,
cool.
So it's awesome.
Did you see him carrying on the chair, you know, where they put the mitzvah on the chair?
The dances and everything.
Yeah.
So cool.
Wow. Well, you know the difference between bat and bar mitzvah before I did. I'm much older than you, and I didn't know that until just about 10 years ago, I would say. So you're ahead of me. Oh, God. Great courtesy laugh.
We thought that was a bodacious claim, though, the way you said it on CBS this morning. Like, I go to work, and I come home, and I run my business.
Yeah, but listen, because it's serious, okay? I go to work, I work a full-time job, and then I come home, and then I'm answering emails and calls and text messages, and people wanted this date and that date and this price and these props.
Corvette, answer
that
those emails at work.
Because I can't touch my phone at work. You know, I deal with children who have, you know, special disabilities and things, and my focus and my attention is on those children. So
you're all right.
Wow,
I'm
no
trying
breaks.
To figure out, how do you create a work-life balance with your job and then running a business? Is there any work-life balance there, Corvette?
Yeah, there is a work-life balance. I feel like I have to separate the two.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm at work, I'm at work. And I'm dealing with what I have to deal with and my responsibilities at that physical place. And then when I'm at home, I'm able to physically be with my booth and, you know, do things on my laptop and Photoshop. I'm actually becoming like an awesome, awesome candidate for Photoshop now.
Now, I know you don't work in a traditional office, but if you did, would you prefer like an open office concept or would you want to have your own office?
Ooh, that's such a good question.
Thank you.
I
came up with it myself.
I think I would want to open. I want to be around other people. I like to chit-chat, and I like to, you know, see what other people have going on.
You like to collaborate definitely. With other, you know, other millennials in the office.
Yes. Yeah. Even if they're not millennials, I love to socialize. I love to talk. I can talk all day.
Oh. Okay, answer me this about your is the photo shot or the photo booth business, is that a franchise business, or is that just something you started on your own?
It's just something I started on my own.
Oh, okay. And what if I wanted to get this thing at my event? Let's say I was getting bar mitzvahed, and I wanted that at my bar mitzvah. What would it cost to have you bring that to my party?
I charge $130 an hour.
That's not bad.
$130, that's not bad at all.
No, it's awesome. That sound effect in the back was awesome just now. Yeah, I need to learn that. I can't. Ooh. Oh, no. That sounds like, a broken down car. No, that's not it.
Yeah, it sounded like bub rub.
Corvette, let me ask you this. In the workplace, yes. Do you feel that the real world and the virtual world completely overlap?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that they completely overlap. Yes, I feel like you just, I guess depending on the type of person you are, you have to learn how to... You know, separate.
Now, what about like
the overlap? I feel like you really.
I'm stunned that she's answering
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it's just reality. Yeah. It's like two different things. I can't really. No, yeah. I don't think so.
Now, what about like in your place of employment? Would you just want to do the one role you have, or would you want to take on multiple roles?
I actually, you know, even at the place that I work at right now, I take on multiple roles. Yeah. I just don't do one. Okay. I mean, I'm there to be with a specific child, but I will help overall. Like, I help my teachers with all the students in the class.
Now, people act like millennials are spoiled or entitled. Are you willing to pay dues? Are millennials a generation that is willing to pay dues?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're not...
I'm not going to lie, though. I do feel like we are spoiled. I'm extremely spoiled.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I do feel entitled.
Do you live with your mom?
I live with my parents. They've been married for 30 years.
Nice.
It's three of us. We have Portia, Mercedes, and I'm Corvette.
I know. We were quizzing your mom about other names for your siblings.
She didn't
like... Yeah, she told me. Did you guys like that? Was that cool?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. But
you know what's so funny? So my sister and I were, you know, she came out to celebrate with me and, you know, a friend of mine at dinner yesterday with the CBS. And, you know, it was so funny because me and her were just saying, like, oh, my God, we really want to go. We want to go to Chicago. Like, we want to experience it. We've never been.
Yeah, well, millennials like experiences.
Absolutely. How are you guys, like, how is Chicago?
It's great.
Oh, Chicago?
I love it.
We're in Detroit, actually, but I grew up in Chicago. So Chicago's
okay.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And, actually, yeah, I'm sure you'd have a ball here, too. Detroit's getting to be a pretty
cool
place.
Yeah, we're definitely going to make plans to come to visit because that's so funny. I'm not being funny. We were just discussing on visiting.
Chicago. So cool. Or Detroit.
Chicago. Oh, yeah, okay. But you said, okay, you're in Detroit. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, but either one. Trust me, you'll have a ball at either place.
I wanted to ask you another question about the CBS This Morning thing because they separated you into old millennials and young millennials. And I just think Luke was an old soul that was kind of shitting on everything.
Luke is a doll, okay? Luke is absolutely a doll. He's, Luke is...
Just, sounds like you're into him.
Luke is very, you know, preserved. But, you know, outside of the camera, he's very talkative and enthusiastic. He was awesome.
I don't think he liked being lumped into the younger millennials, though.
I actually do like being lumped into the younger millennials.
I don't think Luke did.
I don't know how Luke felt. He was happy to me. I just felt like...
I think he jumped on you at one time.
He jumped on me. Oh, you know what? I have to text him. I have to text him. No, he jumped on me. I didn't even realize that went down like that when he was like, oh, so you live with your parents, you're independent. I was like, hold on. I had to rewatch that on DVR this morning. Like, Luke. I have to give him a call. He was trying me.
He was mad that you said that you live with your parents, but you're responsible for all your bills.
He was so pissed off at that. He sat back in his chair, looked at me like, really?
Well, do you consider it not depending on your parents with living at home? Because that's sort of depending on your parents a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a 50-50. I do feel like I do depend on them because I live with them, but I do pay my own bills. So
do they charge you rent?
I take care of myself no matter what. And I also help out in my home. That's a big thing.
Okay, so when
as little as toiletries or, you know, food or something that my mom and dad needs, I'm not selfish. I don't just bring home for me. So
what about the cable TV bill or the water bill or the internet bill? Do you pay your share for that?
No, I'm not doing any of that. No, I'm just going to be honest. I'm entitled. No, I'm definitely not doing any of that yet.
Okay.
Well, speaking of which, I have one final question regarding the whole millennial conversation. Do you find that you communicate more in symbols and where the rest of us use words?
No, I use words.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great, great answer.
Yeah,
I use words. I'm a talker, I told you. So it's not really, I'd rather be on the phone than text.
She's not Gen Z.
A Corvette. Now, the business you own, was that a franchise? We were discussing that. Is that a franchise you bought?
Thanks for listening, Tom.
Sorry.
He already asked that. But you were busy on your phone.
Yeah, Tom, I was. He kind of got it. He got it last.
How long is your attention span?
It's longer than 8 seconds,
it's
right?
It's extremely short.
Yeah, so is Tom's here.
What?
Tom, we're buddies.
I know we are.
He's from Jersey, so.
I'm a Jersey boy, you know. I'm a Jersey boy, Corvette.
What?
Yeah.
I
know. How about that?
Corvette.
That is so cool. You're in my, not really. Yeah, you're stayed away. That's why I have to consider it. You're stayed away.
That's it.
When are you guys coming to New York to hang with me?
Immediately.
We'll let you know for sure. But I want to know something before we hang up. You've got all this. You've got all these jobs. You've got a business. You've got a serious job. You're very intense about it all. Do you have time for a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like a secret.
Oh, girlfriend?
Oh.
No, I don't play in fish, but I do play with the dogs, and that is a big secret.
Ooh.
Yeah, my love life is so interesting, so yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It sounds like Luke's going to slide into there. Luke's going to take Corvette for a ride.
He'll love to hear that. Luke would love to hear that.
Now, having the name of a car, and your siblings do too, I mean, how often do you hear stupid pickup lines about taking you for a spin or popping your hood?
I hear it all the time.
Lame.
What color are you? Are you red? Are you a little red? Oh, how fast do you go? What's your drive like, babe? I hear all.
How about this one? Can you drive stick?
Ooh.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that was so ordinary.
Are you kidding me? Get over it.
That should be a relationship ender right there. Before it starts.
That would be cool, though. I haven't dated anyone yet who's used one of those pickup lines, so that's good. Because that's like, ew. It's not it, you know.
Well, Corvette, listen, congratulations on everything, and thanks for spending time with us. And if you ever get near Detroit, you let us know.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you for everything, guys.
Thank you, girl.
Bye, hon.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.